This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Just me today, although Dina Curie is in the building. He stepped out, though, because we've got a very full studio because the cast of California Dreaming have all dropped in. Good afternoon, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, there's loads of people, one of which I'm really, really familiar with is Rachel Dunham. She's sitting across from me right now. Hello,
Hi,
Rachel, my
Michael.
Love. Are you well?
I'm well. I missed you. It's been days.
I know. You've literally just stopped doing the three of us. But you've been rehearsing with these guys for a little while, haven't you?
Yeah, we have.
And it's obviously, it's about the Mamas and the Papas. How does it work? Because it's all, it's a, you know, part biography, part concert, you
well,
know.
It's really a concert. It's celebrating the Mamas and the Papas' music. I'm not performing as Cass. We're not performing as the characters in Mamas and Papas.
Right.
We're telling their story.
It's just their music.
And their music.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit of the gossip.
And they've got a story, haven't they?
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
They've got an amazing catalogue of music as well, which is, you know, why people want to hear this.
Exactly.
It? But they've also got a story because there was love interwoven in the group, wasn't
there? Well, you know, it was the times.
Yeah.
And, you know, they didn't hold back.
No.
And there was a lot of that. Yeah.
So this is 60s and the 70s, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you, you know, a lot of free love. I mean, there is free love.
Some of them
now.
were a little freer than others.
Yeah.
But
we've got mates like that. You know. Now, you are, but you're not alone. As we said, we've got Rachel, we've got Joe, we've got Alana, James, and Michelle. Now, the list of all your guys' stuff is obviously, you know, you've all been working in various shows over the years. So it must be nice. You obviously auditioned for something like this. The only reason you got the job of doing something like the Mamas and the Papas with that intricate music is because you blend well together.
It was all about the blend, wasn't it?
It was a really big part of the audition process. And we had to just sing in groups, and they really messed around with the vocal blend to try.
Well, that's what we, I guess, because, you know, that's what they were known for, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, it wasn't the most difficult music in the world, but it was the way that they blended their voices together.
They make it sound very simple.
They make it sound really easy.
Yeah.
Oh,
now
my
that we're
goodness.
Breaking everything down, it is
it's harder,
a
is it?
Nightmare.
And
in
Shannon,
a great way.
But Shannon's arrangements are incredible, so they're probably harder.
Shannon Wylock has done the arrangement.
Yes, he's done all
so
the
So you haven't gone with what they, or the typical
we
way
have.
They do it, or he's had to do it, because, you know, tell me.
Well, yeah, he's gone with definitely the typical arrangement, but in breaking that down, the intricacies and the musicality of it is really intricate, whether that's because Cass sings a particular way and you've just notated that and that's not how I would naturally sing, I don't know, but it's the arrangements and some of the harmonies are very, it's like, I remember breaking down the Andrews Sisters once, and it's like they don't sing, you know. It's similar to that idea.
It feels like the way they composed music was very spontaneous and very inspired, whereas we're trying to break everything down quite procedurally. So it's really interesting to break it into its elements and realise that everything's quite complex.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whenever you get one voice, you know, if you're just going out there and you're doing, you know, the track was just on, if you're just doing Lady Gaga, you can do it your own way, or you can do it Gaga's way, but it's just one voice. Mm. Any more voices you add to that mix, that gets harder, doesn't it?
Of course. That's right. Now we've got four.
which is great. And so what sort of backing do you have when you do the actual gigs?
We've got a fabulous band. We've been working really hard for a while now on the vocal harmony, and we're going to meet them later this week.
Wow, so you've not even got together. That must be exciting.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nothing like, you know, where you get stuff together as singers and then you get together with the musicians.
I think it's a four or five piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I know that you've got, well, the one, it depends where you're listening, of course, but there is, there's a gig at the Karalika in Ringwood, there's one in Upway, but the one that's sort of got my my interest tweaked, probably because it's easy, nearer to me, is the Flying Saucer Club in Elstonwick.
It's going to be a lovely Sunday afternoon as well.
Yeah, well, so. I mean, what better time, really, to listen to music like this?
Absolutely. 60s, 70s music with a couple of beverages.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty good to me.
No, you'll be singing, Joe. You'll be singing.
Yeah, you're not allowed to. Although I occasionally have a drink when I work, but it's not...
Outrageous.
How dare you?
I don't know.
Now, I reckon the best way to get people even more interested in you guys is to hear a live number. What is it we're going to listen to now?
We're doing 12:30.
Okay.
In brackets, Young Girls Are Coming to the Canyon. And Joe is playing guitar for us today.
Wow. Mm.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLB, TIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I used to live in New York City. Everything there was dark and dirty. Outside my window was a steeple with a clock that always said 12:30. Young girls are coming to the canyon, and in the morning I can see them walking. I can no longer keep my blinds drawn, and I can keep myself from talking. At first so strange to feel so friendly, to say good morning and really mean it, to feel these changes happening in me, but not to notice till I feel it. To the canyon, and in the morning I can see them walking. I can no longer keep my blinds drawn, and I can keep myself from talking. Cloudy waters cast no reflection. Images of beauty lie there stagnant. Vibrations bounce in no direction and lie there shattered into fragments. Young girls are coming to the canyon.
Young girls are in the canyon.
And in the morning I can see them walk.
The Royal Daltons with Michael and Glenn on Joy 94.9.
Bloody hell. That was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
You have got, I don't know how long you've been working together, but you've got the sound down perfectly.
Thank
Unbelievable.
You.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm so pleased.
Thank you.
Now, as I mentioned, it is on at the Flying Saucer. That is on the Sunday the 30th
at 3:30.
Right. And there are other dates, but if you want to get more information, you can check it out. California Dreaming Concert, which is on Facebook, I believe. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for coming
Thanks, Michael.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.